Hello and welcome to A Few Minutes in God's Book. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from Good Fight Baptist Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me tonight to hear this message. And I pray that it's a blessing and a help to you. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to continue on with what believers should do. Last night we looked at the very first one, and that is rejoice evermore. We said that no matter what comes our way, whether it be good or whether it be bad, regardless of what it is, we need to rejoice in the Lord. He's in control and he never changes. All right. And I said that people, you know, when we are out in public, people need to see Christ and not us. All right. We need to reflect the light of Christ. All right. Just as the moon, which is a type and picture of the body of Christ, the church, it has no light of itself, but it reflects the light of the sun, which is a type and picture of Christ, onto the earth. And so we, the church, need to reflect the light of Christ into this dark, sinful world. And then we talked about joy, and we said that true joy is using the acronym J, Jesus first, the O, others next, and then the why, yourself last. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and let's go on to the second point. All right, let's see. The second point is pray without ceasing. Okay, so look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 again, and let's read verse 17. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. As I said last night, there is, when it comes to Bible study, something that is called the law of first mention. And what that means is that you can take a word like pray or prayer or whatever the case may be, and then you look it up to see the first time that it was used. And usually from that first time onward to the last, the first time will set up the meaning of the word throughout the whole Bible. But remember that context is the most important. All right, so pray is found in the Bible 306 verses, 313 times. The first is Genesis 12:13, and the last is 1 John 5:16. All right, so let's go to Genesis 12:13. Genesis 12:13. Genesis 12:13 says, say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. All right, so what does prayer mean? It means to ask with earnestness or zeal, as for a favor. In worship, it means to address God with solemnity, with reverence, and you always end your prayer in Jesus' name. All right, so prayer is how we talk to God, all right? And then God talks to us through His Word. Okay, so we need to pray, and we need to be in God's Word. Okay, it seems like many Christians, in time of need, they will go to the brethren instead of going to God first. All right? But God needs to be first. All right? And some, the only time that they go to God is when they're in trouble, you know, in distress. But, you know, we need to have a relationship with God. Okay? We always need to be in fellowship. Now I've seen where, you know, I'll be listening to some preaching, you know, and I hear pastors say sometimes that if you do not do this, or you do not do that, or, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, or your prayers will not get answered. But I want to let you know tonight that for a child of God, there is no such thing as an unanswered prayer. God always answers the prayer of His children, just like parents do not reject or not pay attention to their child's earnest requests. They don't ignore it. Same with God gives three answers: yes, no, or wait. So even if He says no, even if He says wait, He has still answered your prayer. All right? And maybe you have gone to the Lord in prayer, and you've asked Him for something, you know, and you didn't get that, but you got something else which was better than what you asked for, and you just did not recognize it. See, God knows what is best for us, amen, more than we know. He may say, no, I don't want you to have that, but I'm going to give you this, and this is better for you. Amen. Just like when Jesus Christ was walking on the water to His disciples, they did not recognize Him. And they cried out, "It's a spirit!" So God does not ignore His children's prayers. All right? There's no such thing as an unanswered prayer. You know the problem with us? The problem with us is we are so impatient that when we ask God for something, we want it right now. Because we know that all things are possible with God. All right? And so when we don't get it right now, then we think to ourselves, I guess God didn't hear me, or He's not going to answer my prayer. But be patient. Be patient and wait on the Lord. Amen. But don't ever be afraid to ask God for anything. All right? He wants to hear. He wants to hear from you and I. And he wants to have a relationship with us. All right? So open up to him. All right? Look at Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So let's not be full of care, a worrisome mind. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. But one thing that we need to be careful of, all right, I'll say that. We need to be careful of our motive behind why we ask for something. Okay, look at James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And let's start in verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. You see that? So be careful with your motive, all right, as to why you're asking God for something. All right, and so now, what does prayer involve? Prayer involves intercession. All right, that's making prayer for others on their behalf. All right, and you'll see that in Romans 8:27. Supplications, which is earnest requests, all right, and then confession of sin. That's owning up to your sin before God. 1 John 1:9, praise, all right, giving God glory, all right, adoration, all right, and thanksgiving. Okay, be thankful to God. All right. But you say, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. Well, I read a story. I'll tell you this and I'll be finished. But I read a story one time about a kid that he was in a park. I believe it was in London, but I'm not sure. He was in a park and a guy was walking by him. And this guy heard this kid on his knees. And he was saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Right? And he repeated the alphabet like 3 or 4 times and then got off of his knees. The guy said, what were you doing? And the kid said, I was praying. The guy said, no, you weren't. You were saying the ABCs. And the kid said, I was praying. I just did not know what to say, so I said the ABCs, believing that God could put those letters in the proper place for me. Amen. Just talk to God like you would talk to one of your family members or friends. All right, he wants to hear from you. All right. So, all right, so I will go ahead and I will stop there. So pray without ceasing. Amen. Thank you so very much for being with me tonight. Thank you for your prayers for me and my family, for the ministry that He has entrusted us with. Until next time, God bless you.